You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 18 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. Today, I want to talk about a topic that has been on my heart for a minute. And it's really simple. I really want to talk about how to build a sustainable business without making the compromises as a mom. And this may not be for you if you're not a mom right now, or you're not even thinking about having babies in the future. That's cool. But if you are, this is definitely a good episode. And I hope that if you listen through the entire episode, you'll find some value out of it to help you. So this is for my girls who desire to have an expansive business, but maybe right now you have little ones, and it just feels like you're constantly, it feels like you have to make small sacrifices to get to where you want to go, whether it's how you work, the work that you do, the experiences that you get to have. I want to share with you what I wish I knew when I started my business and some things that will probably help you to navigate these waters, but also these are good foundational things to think about for your business, whether you have kids or not, or desire to have children or not. I want to dive into this. I recorded this before, but I felt like I want to do something more short and to the point and just give you some lessons to go forth and implement. Okay. So before we dive into this episode, I want to just say this. I am a wife, a mom of two kids. My oldest is going to be 15 this year, and my youngest is 5. They're 10 years apart. And also, I want to also mention that I am someone who suffers from a chronic illness. Now, when I started my business and I started my journey of entrepreneurship, I actually didn't have this chronic illness. It developed over time, but I want to talk about this from that perspective of, and I'm also neurodivergent. So I want to talk about it from a perspective of like, from this perspective, basically. So I want to dive in by what I wanted to share two things with you in this episode. What I wish I knew when I was building my business with a family from the start, and what I want to share going forward to help you navigate the waters. Okay. So what I wish I knew when I was building my business, and my journey started off like me trying to bedazzle shoes as a way to make income. Eventually, I wanted to kind of figure out like, what is my life purpose? What do I want to show up as in this world? And I hired a life coach, which gave me a taste of coaching and what it could do for someone, because it's drastically changed my life. And I'm sure I'll share the story in the future, but it drastically changed my life. And of course, that catapulted me into wanting to learn more about coaching and how I can implement it and use that as a way to serve others. Okay. And so essentially, the first 2 years of coaching, I did it on the side while still in my 9-to-5 career. And then eventually, I just quit my job and started going in full time. Now, when I transitioned into a full time work was around 2014, doing this full time. I went from doing completely just mindset coaching and life coaching to focusing on brand coaching, and had an agency as well where I did photography, and I also did websites, etc., and build funnels for clients. So with that being said, I just want to set that foundation to just share with you where I was when I started. And now I just fully coach and teach my clients through my programs, and it's a different vibe. But what I wish I knew when I started my business was to get clear on what mattered to me the most and the vision that I have for my business, not just for that time or in the next 3 years, but looking at the longevity of my career and looking at the 5 to 10 year mark of where I would like to be in my business, right? So I wished I actually looked at it from that lens, because that would have helped me make better decisions in terms of who I hire, the advice that I take, the changes that I make, the systems that I implemented, the processes that I work through in order to get to where I am. Now, I'm not complaining about my journey at all. Every single aspect of my journey I loved, whether it was the hard times, the good times, the easy times. I loved every moment of it. I don't regret any decisions that I've made, but what I wish I knew back then was to really not look at just the now moments or the next year or two, but to really focus on where do I see my business long term. I do that now, but I wish I did that because that would help me make better informed decisions, but also create a space where I can enjoy my family more. The first 2 years of my business, I would say the first 3 years of going full time, let me say that, of going full time, were just really me just showing up white knuckling everything and doing everything. Like every coach I hired, every advice that I got, I implemented it. Granted, they gave me the results, right, that I came for, but I also didn't look at it from a perspective of, oh, this is great for the now. How can I implement this to fit my current lifestyle and the lifestyle that I want to have and the time that I want to spend with my family? So that's the first lesson that I wish I knew were implemented. Second one is get help from people who are aligned with your vision. So obviously if I had a bigger vision then, I mean, I had a big vision, but if I had a long-term vision then, I would have then made better decisions in terms of who I hired. Again, my coaches were great. They served their purpose in terms of supporting me to grow my business. I mean, the first, when I went full time, when I quit my job, went full time, I made 6 figures in 8 months. And I also accelerated my business to over 500K within an 18 month period. So I'm not complaining about this and had multiple 6 figure business. So there are no complaints for me. But I also recognize that when you're going just to get advice or the how to, it's great. It serves a purpose. But when that person doesn't understand your vision, for the most part, most of my coaches did for the vision that I had at the time. But some people that I've hired, you know, they weren't really aligned with my vision. Like they gave me the strategy that I needed, but also the strategy wasn't really aligned with where I would like to go. So I remember talking to one of my coaches in the past where she shared something with me. I'm like, oh, this seems great, but you know, this is my circumstance. Is there a better way to do it? And she was like, if you keep looking for the easy way out, you're never going to get to where you want to go. And that hurt me at the time, but over time I figured out what she shared with me. I tweaked it for my own needs and it worked, but I realized sometimes every advice is not meant for you and business gets to be easy. Like you are the boss. It gets to be easeful. So decide who you want to work with. And it's not necessarily that they're going to portray, you know, that they can hold the vision for you during their social media posts or whatever, their sales process. But when you're having that conversation, especially when you're doing an intake conversation with people, you want to share your vision. Don't just allow them to ask you questions and answer them. Ask them questions that are important to you so that you can get clarity on what's most important to you. Lesson number three that I wish I knew that is that I'm not alone. I surrounded myself with a lot of entrepreneurs who are single, who either had a partner but didn't have a partner, but they didn't have like a family, they didn't have children. And while that was great for my motivation and all that, but I also realized like, it was great and I love those friendships. I still do love them today, but I wished I was surrounding myself with more mothers, more parents, because then I can feel like, okay, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing is totally normal, and be able to get strategies and learn lessons from people who are experiencing it so that I don't feel alone, but also I can move through it with a better lens. You know what I mean? I find that I do my best to be as positive as possible, but back then there was a lot of, oh my gosh, this is what's happening to me, versus like, okay, this is a situation, how can I improve it? Eventually I did figure it out. I feel like year two and a half, almost three, I was like, okay, well, I can get, you know, cleaning service, I can get help around the home, and I don't have to do everything. But I feel like if I was surrounded by people who are not just like-minded, because I think for me that was a focus, like let me just go around like-minded people, but also people who are in a similar boat, then it would have been so much easier and I wouldn't feel so alone in the journey. I mean, I was surrounded by people, loved it, but also I wish I surrounded myself with more other people in my situation. Lesson number four is talk about it. Talk about it on your social, talk about it with your family, talk about it with your friends, your therapist, whoever. Like whatever you're going through, whatever journey you're having, share. Now you get to decide how much you want to share, but I feel like the more we talk about it, not only does it serve your audience to really connect with you, but also understand, but there is someone out there who may need the lessons that you have that will help them. So that's one of the reasons why I'm sharing this episode, because I feel like I don't talk about motherhood enough. And I think I used to talk about my family and my children a lot. And the reason why I stopped, there was an incident where someone like clipped my child's photo and was sharing it everywhere. And I was like, nope, never again. It is my choice to not show their faces, but I'm also clear that I need to talk about it, because sometimes people, when I put my anniversary post, somebody will DM me and be like, you're married? Yes, I am. So, but anyways, talk about your circumstances, and you can do it from whatever lens serves you. But make sure you're open to sharing, even if it's not with your audience, because it's nobody's business how you're running your life, right? But find someone to talk to about where you're going through so that you're feeling less alone. And last but not least, what I wish I knew is to trust your desires. So you will always be able to, you have a desire, you know what you want. You may not have a clear path to getting there. Hiring help, buying the course, joining the program, participating at retreat, it's all good stuff. But remember, don't paint over your desires because someone has had success and you feel like, okay, well, they know better because they've made that $1 million. I'm trying to get there. So I'm just going to listen to everything they say and like negate everything that I desire and what I feel. So for me, I realized this. Let me give you a prime example. Last year, I did not launch my group program at all. I didn't launch any, courses or anything. And my desires wholeheartedly told me to buckle down, refresh my program, which is one thing that I'm doing now, and relaunch it. But I was like, no, because, you know, so-and-so that I hired said this. Let's focus on that. And while I learned so much working with my clients one-on-one, and it really paved the way to how I want to market and change and tweak my program, I also realized that my vision, there's nothing wrong with one-on-one, is I do want to help more people in a group setting, and it does allow me to have that flexibility and freedom, sustainability that I desire. So it's like you can get the advice that you want from people, but also remember that you have a unique set of desires that matter, and you just have to make sure that whatever advice or lessons that you're getting aligns with that. All right. So going forward, here's what I want to share with you. Number one, it's okay to take breaks and slow down. So as a mom, I'm a high achiever and action taker. Like, that's one of the reasons why this brand, this podcast is called Hustle Fearlessly. Like, I was the girl who was on Periscope 3-4 times a day. Now, that was not sustainable. I do not recommend it. But I was always about my visibility, showing up, growing my list, growing my business, all the things. And I still am, but it looks different for me now. I love a nap, so I'm going to take a nap without feeling guilty. Like, take breaks, slow down. Sometimes you need to slow down to ramp up to get to where you need to go. And that's the biggest lesson that I've learned throughout this journey, is that it is not always go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And for me, I actually look at hustle a little bit differently now. It's more of a hustle and flow, which means for me, hustle looks like momentum. Hustle doesn't look like burnout, you know, doing the most, hurting myself, you know, doing things so I can hurt myself so I can get to a goal, you know. It's more so like, how am I creating momentum? Is there a better way, an easier way, and a simpler way to get there? So that's a lesson that I want to embark on you. Like, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to tap into what matters to you the most right now. The second thing I want to share with you is like, decide what your version of success and ambition look like, because it's different for most people. Yes, I'm aware that the word ambition and success looks different in a dictionary, but you get to define what ambition looks like for you. And for a long time, I was beating myself up of having to stay at home with my children, and not because I don't want to be with them. It's just like, I'm like, I have these goals, I have these things that I want to do. But looking back, I realized like there's so much value and lessons in them. Now, mind you, I have systems and things like that, and my business is still running, but there's parts of me that's like, okay, things are a little bit too easy. There's things that I want to do, and I have goals, right? And we want to just go for it, but there's nothing wrong with redefining what success looks like to you. For me, success looks like being able to take Fridays off, having movie nights with my kids, taking naps throughout the day. I mean, I can go on going to the pool and the beach whenever I want. Like, it's different than other people who want to jet set and travel and speak on stages. And right now I'm in a place in my life, I think at the end of the year we'll be moving to, my youngest is going to a full-time school, so we'll be moving into a different phase where I can do those things again and get back to traveling and things like that. But it's okay to redefine what that looks like for the period that you're in. Number three is, you are worthy of more ease. You are worthy of more ease. This is so important because I used to beat myself up so much by things being simple. Prime example, I remember transitioning from one positioning and one kind of like focus in my business to doing something different. And I was like, instead of doing it in the way that I should have, I started breaking things because I was like, oh, actually, let me back up. This is a really even better example. I remember being pregnant with my little one, and I was on bed rest, could not do anything, could not talk. And I did this launch of my program that was a group program turned into a course, and it was a 40K launch while on bed rest, no live streams, none of the usual things I used to do at the time. And I felt like it was too easy. I started telling myself like, oh, I don't deserve this because, you know, how dare I? And it's because I was so used to that, I gotta white knuckle through everything. I gotta show up. I gotta do all the things that I didn't accept it. And even though the launch was great, I enjoyed the process of making it easier. I didn't accept the fact that I deserve more ease, and that manifested in different ways in my business later on. So I just want to remind you that you are worthy of more ease. Like, business does not have to be hard. One of my favorite mentors in my head is Louise Hay. She talks about, there was a quote, I don't remember, I'm probably misquoting it, but it's like, she was just talking about how business does not have to be hard, and we don't have to be in competition with each other. There's room for everybody, basically. That's the paraphrase version of it. But you are worthy of more ease. So look at your life and look at your business and decide what ease look like for you, and build the systems and the processes around it to create that more ease. Whether it's finally launching that course, really finding a way to systemize and scale your course or your program, setting up systems, hiring people, getting the help. You don't have to do everything yourself, and there are things that you can do in your home. One of my favorite books is Chillpreneur by Denise Delfield Thomas, and she talks about the keyless life. That's such a good concept. Definitely grab that book, listen to it. I love her voice, so you'll enjoy listening to that book. But it's a Chillpreneur by Denise Delfield Thomas. Such a good book. Like, if you want to tap into being worthy of ease, that's a good book. Another great book overall that talks about business and, of course, you know, worthiness is also Rachel Rogers' book, We Should All Be Millionaires. So definitely, you know, check out those two books. I love them. I listen to them all the time, over and over again, at least every other month. Okay. They're so good. And last but not least, you can have it all, but you just need systems. Okay. As a mom, I realize like my having it all looks different than everybody else, and that's okay. But I have to build in the systems to create more flow for myself and more space for myself. And space for me looks a little different, not just like the space, the physical space, but in my mind, my mental clarity. I have to build in systems that looks like, you know, journaling in the morning, no matter if I want to or not, getting up early and doing that so I can get that done, tapping at least once a day, finding quiet time, repeating to my toddler about like what boundaries look like and asking for that space, because you need to just like create what that looks like for you, but have systems. There's other ways to build systems, but have systems for your home, your business, things that you do on a daily. Just build that in, because that's how you're going to create the balance that you desire. I don't believe in balance in the traditional sense. I think balance is what you prioritize. So prioritize what's most important to you and build in systems for the things that you can't just do every day and you don't have the capacity to handle. So that is all I wanted to share with you today. I really don't know what the title of this will be, but whether you're a mom or not, I hope this was helpful to just help you along your journey. And even if you've been in business for a while, there's always things that you can adjust and tweak to ensure that you are creating more space, more freedom, more flexibility, and most importantly, having the success that you desire without all the compromises. Because I also want to say this before I wrap up. I learned how to grow my business in the beginning through a lot of men. Nothing wrong with that. Grateful for their advice and lessons from them. But I also realized a lot of them didn't have to maintain a lot of the day-to-day things that we do as mothers. And there are some out there, I'm not saying men don't help, just saying, at the time, the mentors I had did not have children. So like, they were teaching things that were like, great, this is great for the business, but like, is it sustainable for my health and my wellness and all the things? So just decide what success it likes for you, what balance it likes for you, and what you want to prioritize, and go for it. But just know you are not alone. This is a journey that we're taking together. And if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. I'm at fabio.giordani, and you can hit me up in the DMs or somewhere on my profile, and we can chat about this further. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye, gorgeous. Hey gorgeous, ready to nail your next launch? If you have a course or a group program or membership and you know that you can impact more people and get your offer in the hands of the people who need it the most so you can help them have the transformation that they desire, I want to encourage you to go to fabiolajordani.co/launch guide to download my free launch playbook on how to nail your next launch. I am giving you the exact step-by-step process that has helped my clients make multiple 5 and 6 figures in their businesses with their courses, group programs, and memberships. Go ahead and go to fabiolajordani.co/launch guide to download this playbook right now so that you can plan and nail your next launch. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.